Unit 8. Track 18.
Hello, everyone. In a few minutes, we'll be setting off on our trip to the palace of Kom-Ombane. There are a few things I should mention before we go, so please pay careful attention. Now, there are three groups of us on this trip, and we'll be using three coaches to get to and from the palace. They each have numbers on the front, and ours is coach 2. Please check that you board the right one, both at this end and when we come back. Otherwise, I'll be running around looking for you. So, coach 2. The palace is probably going to be very busy, so please stay close to me when we get there. If you lose me, head for the main gate, which is opposite the ticket office, and you'll find me there. Alternatively, call me on my mobile. The number's in your information pack. Your pack also contains a card called a freedom key. Keep hold of this, as you can use it to get money off in the cafes and restaurant at the palace. Now, these days, the palace is a museum, but you'll be surprised to hear that people still live there. No, they're not kings or queens, but local people who work at the palace and their families. Many of them wear traditional clothes, so they make a great subject for a photograph. But please ask them if it's okay before doing this. These people may also offer to sell you small wooden and stone statues that they've made. They make lovely souvenirs. They'll probably ask you for about $20 or so for these, but it's perfectly acceptable. Indeed, it's usually expected to offer them less. 30% below the asking price would be an acceptable figure, but please don't try to go lower than that. The statues, by the way, are a copy of the large statue of King Hupugata, which is just inside the main gate. A quick word of warning. This is of great significance to the locals, and while nobody will object to you photographing it, they don't like people touching it. So hands firmly in pockets when you walk past him, please. Okay, so that's the boring stuff out of the way. Does anyone have any questions about the...